talk that I did for SFPC back in March of this year for another workshop. And it kind of jumps around in time, but I like a lot of what I do for my own work is like about kind of going to places and like kind of seeing what things look like in the world. So I thought it would be cool. I'll do that with me. And so we're gonna like, this doesn't run in perfect chronological order, but there's sort of different landmarks that are relevant to like technology history in New York City. And along the way, there's a bunch of other little things that I'll try to point out about being able to kind of identify bits of the internet on the street. And if anyone needs, am I talking loud enough? I know the street can be loud. But this is, we're starting here. It's a bit of a tangent, but there's never really a good time to tell people about this one, so I just like to put it on the tour. And it's the most southern point of the walk, so we start here. So this building was originally built in 1930 by a company called E.H. Fail and Company. And today the building is mostly residential and there's some offices on the other side. But originally, back in 1942, it was city, state, and federal government offices. And in apartment 8D of this building. That's like, the very nice doorman explained this to me. There was an office of the North Atlantic Army Corps of Engineers. The Army Corps of Engineers is the division of the United States military that's sort of responsible for like big construction projects, like they'll make dams.
Like Hurricane Katrina.
But yeah, they're supposed to make sure that like things like levees work, and they'll do lots of like dredging. And they were, within the North Atlantic Army Corps of Engineers, there was this guy, General Leslie Groves. He initiated a project in 1942 in this building that was initially called the Laboratory for the Development of Substitute Materials. And they were worried that that was maybe too suspicious sounding of a name.
It's very suspicious.
So the Manhattan Engineering District renamed the project, and it actually ended up moving. The actual central offices of the project moved to Washington, D.C. and Oak Ridge, Tennessee, but the name Manhattan Project kind of stuck. So the Manhattan Project, are people familiar with that? Yes? No? The origins of the nuclear bomb? So that's sort of, it's not entirely linked to computer history insofar as like, the Manhattan Project did not specifically lead to the development of specific, like, computers, but in kind of longer histories of sort of, like, nuclear development and Cold War arms races. Hello!
There.
All right, I just explained that we are at the location where the Manhattan Project was initially formed, in apartment 18D of this building. It's now residential. People just live here. I bet that apartment's haunted. I'm getting a call. I bet it's from. Yeah. I'll do a quick recap of this spot for the latecomers. It's like this. So the oh, and I have maps if you guys want them. They're the same ones that I sent you in email, but just I like handouts. They make, I don't know, and if you want to take notes on something. So we're gonna be kind of jumping in chronology because it turns out that like buildings aren't built geographically in chronological order the way you want to walk them. So some of these are places that are kind of more directly connected to communications history, and some of them are more tangential. And along the way, I'll try to also point out some like kind of ways to see infrastructural elements like on the street where we can find them. And this particular is a place to start. This building, 270 Broadway, was originally built in, where did I say, 1930. It's now mostly residential apartments, and apartment 18D of this building is where the Manhattan Project initially was like kind of created and formed. It only was in this location for about a year before getting moved to D.C. and Tennessee and all over the country, but for reasons unclear, people just kept calling it the Manhattan Project. And it's not necessarily directly linked to, like, there's not one computer project where you can say, like, the Manhattan Project, it did it, but the long history of sort of nuclear war and Cold War development and computer history are very intertwined. So I like to kind of point this out, because there's no, like, plaque letting you know that here, and that seems like a thing you want to know. All right.